So anyway, we got in jail, and I understand later on when we meet again, he told me that he let go the next day, and I stayed. We went to court. I went to court. I mean, he already let go. I went to court. A judge was put me in for 5 days, and spent three. And I had 2 days off. So I spent 3 days in there. And the first time in my life, I've ever seen the jail look like. But in Long Beach, you see, we didn't see no jail at all. See?
It was like in the police station.
Right. So this is the first time in jail. I never didn't know what it looks like. So always dirty, drunk. So I stayed at first place. I stayed overnight. And I remember that the drunkard looked like a crazy drunkard. And put me in the same cell without a few more, too. And the other two yelled at the guard, said, why he put me in this place? Why can't he, I'm so small, why can't he put me somewhere else? Or am I lock up this crazy fella? Put this crazy fella somewhere else. Okay? And keep on yelling at the guard over there. So a guard come out, instead of put the crazy fella in another, he put me in another cell by myself there that protect me. This he's drunk and crazy and yapping, hitting against the wall and everything. See? So anyway, then the next day I went to court. See, next morning I went to court. So the judge said the 5 days I spent three. So they
What did they charge you?
Vacancy. Vacancy. See. So they took me, transferred me to another jailhouse. And over this used to be on San Fernando Road, an old jailhouse. And it's a little better place, see. And some people stay there for 6 months, and some for 3 months, some for a year, year and a half, and stay over there. You know, I'm on a cleaner place, and everything's a better place. And I happened to meet a fellow, he's from Chicago. I think, to my opinion of it, he is one of the gangster, see. You know, one of us fool around, you know. And we began talk. And he said, well, he said, don't worry. He said, you have nothing to do with you. So, you know, I told him where I come from, so forth, and everything. We had to tell him the story. He said, don't worry about it. He said, when I get out here, I'm getting out tomorrow. See, when you get out, I'll be waiting for you. He said, I got to play, I got a job for you. In Hollywood. I said, good, see. So sure enough, 3 days later, he was right in the front door. I think it's a Cadillac or something, or some sport car. They're waiting for me, see. I was surprised. See?
So this guy was also in jail, right?
Yeah, he's also in jail for something. I don't know what he
did
for.
Did he come out 3 days later?
No, he came out next day.
Oh, I see.
He came out next day, see. And he said, don't worry, he said, I'm taking up, I mean, I come out tomorrow when I get up, I come and pick you up. And sure enough, he got a car over there and picked me up. And took me to Hollywood on this place here, Hollywood and Kahanga, I think that's the name of the place there. And there used to be a garage. And not a garage, it's an apartment first. Apartment and that's his friend. He's fooling around with this this woman from Chicago. Pretty rich and divorced and got his daughter over there. Live in this apartment. He say he want me stay in the apartment, clean, help him clean up the place at the job, see? And in this apartment, the one he ran around with, divorced and with his daughter, and also with his girlfriend and his girlfriend's grandmother, see? That's four of them living in the apartment. All woman. And I supposed to clean up there and if possible help cooking. That's what he wants. I don't know how to cook. I just came out and I'm a stranger. I'll help him clean up. He said, no, no, just fool around and clean up. So. And then he got a place for me to stay next block over. And got a garage, garage named Hudson, something like that. And in the garage, there's a little room over there, see? And there's couple beds, some other people living there too, see. Mm-hmm. Couple beds, I stay in there, see.
That's the Sunset and the next block
from... Yeah, about couple, I don't know, I think couple block, I think.
From
over.
Kahunga.
Yeah, Kahunga.
Kahunga,
Name, the garage name Hudson something anyway. Mm-hmm. Hudson Garage probably. For me to stay over there, we get through...
And go to work
go
in
to
there.
Go to work over there, see. Uh-huh. And to me, that place over there, I didn't like it. She go in the bathroom, naked, run across here and everything. You know, just one of those fool around there. Yeah. Everything goes over there, see. So finally I said, don't worry. So I didn't agree with this garage fellow here. And this another friend, he said, look, I got another place over here. You can work in the house and take care of the house. Mm-hmm. I said, all right.
Which friend is this? Is the same friend you met in the jail.
Yeah, met in the jailhouse there. Uh-huh. Well, he said, I got another place over here. And get in the garage. One of those parts, just talk about girls, there's one of those parts on the way from home there, on having the train there somewhere. I get right after Manson, I think. Mm-hmm. And somewhere there's a little town there where we bump for food. And the place we bump into is have to be a prostitute place over there. This is funny, you know.
Uh-huh.
Prostitute there, and we went in the back house,
uh-huh.
Not the door, and asked for food. Oh, they were laughing, they were happy. Sure, come on in, and this and that, you know. And we explained them to them. You got a job for us, and the same procedure. He said, nah, we have no job for you, but you know, we give you some food. So they fix us for all sandwich. And next thing I know, girl here, girl there, and all over the place. See? That's how I knew it was a place, you know.
Uh-huh.
And after you went there, is that a restaurant? You don't have to go to a restaurant before you leave.
Mm-hmm.
So we stay there maybe for about, an hour or half an hour,
uh-huh.
And we take off. He said, well, don't forget I'll come back again. There was, I forgot that since I remember this part over here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So anyway. I got another place there, taking care of the house.
Uh-huh.
And the funniest part of it is after I take care of the house there and I was cleaning the house there, there's one thing, particular thing I like to say, I find a silver dollar.
Uh-huh.
And he told me one time, he lost it for a silver month.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
No, not for, he didn't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
I find a silver dollar is one of those called trade dollar. It's mm-hmm. worth a lot of money, see?
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty rare, see?
Mm-hmm.
And I kept it, put in my pocket, see? And I start playing around with it. He said, you know, he said, I have a dollar that I lost a long time ago. I don't know where I placed it, and I don't know where I lost it. And it's like the one you have, a trade dollar. I said, maybe this is yours, because I find it in your shelf. I pay it back though, see?
Uh-huh.
And in the meantime, I worked there for a while, see. And
rich man or?
No, I just want the average people. I just
okay.
want somebody, you know, take care of him and without pay.
Oh, without pay?
Without pay. See. He just asked for just feed me.
Oh, okay.
See.
Without did you stay pay. With him though?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I stayed here for about a week.
Uh-huh.
See, until I'm getting stronger.
Uh-huh.
Because you're a little starving or hungry, see.
Uh-huh.
I don't hardly eat too much. See. So I said, for time for me to go look for a job, see.
Mm-hmm.
And I went around and happened to went around on there's a butcher's over Vine Street, I think somewhere there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a butcher over there. And I asked, went in the butcher's office, asked him for some food or you want to help out and mm-hmm. to earn my food, some hungry and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I'm looking for a job at the same time, see. Oh, he said, why don't you go to Anime Wong?
Mm-hmm.
You know, movie star used to be, see?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't know Anime Wong. He said, oh, she probably could help you. And she happened to know his address.
Mm-hmm. Is this butcher Chinese or?
The American people.
American
yeah.
people. Mm-hmm.
And also, know another fella named Irvin Willick. He's the director of a motion picture.
Mm-hmm.
Director, see? And so, I went to Anime Wong over there,
mm-hmm.
I never did see her. Mm-hmm. The maid came along and said, no, he said, don't need anybody, so forth and so on, see. Mm-hmm. So I take off. And then I went to this Irving Willard, mm-hmm. Okay, of Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. And the Irving is a very nice fellow. So he said, come on in. Mm-hmm. Okay. He said, job I haven't got for you. I know the fellow, you will get a job. Mm-hmm. You go to the Tom Gubbin. Mm-hmm. I'm in Chinatown. Mm-hmm. Okay. I said, you go and see him. Tell him I sent you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we stayed there. We have a supper with him over there, and he treated me very nice, you know. And then that evening, you know, then I came back to this place, and then I told his father, I said, I don't think I'm going to work here anymore, you know, mm-hmm. because I'm still going to look for a job. So mm-hmm. I already went one day, already came back to him. He said, okay. And then no hard feeling. He said, all right. So next morning, I went down Chinatown.
Mm-hmm. Was that the first time you heard about Chinatown, or you knew there was Chinatown?
I knew there was a Chinatown there. That's what I didn't bring that in because just before I picked up, mm-hmm. instead of going straight to Hollywood, I went to Chinatown. Mm-hmm. The first person that I met is Henry Ng. He's mm-hmm. a gas station. He owned a gas station there. Mm-hmm. I sat there for a while. And conversation to him. Then from there, then I went to Sunset and got picked up.
I see.
That's a little bit.
So you
there.
Just talk to the Henry Ng.
Yeah.
But you didn't actually.
I just wanted to talk to him. Sit there, you know.
Where was it in the Chinatown?
In Chinatown is on Los Angeles Street. Uh-huh. On a corner. A corner of Chinatown is what the Ching Heng's. The Richard Jane Hen Senior uh-huh. owned that jewelry place over there, uh-huh. and right in the back of the jewelry store, see the corner right there, on the jewelry store there, and right there the gas station. See? Uh-huh. Yeah, I was in the gas station.
So
there.
It's like Los Angeles and Aliso down towards south.
Ferguson Alley.
Ferguson Alley. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Aliso is way down,
right.
What you call it? Uh-huh. This is Ferguson's Alley, see?
Uh-huh. So you got there, talked to him?
Yeah, talked to him, this man. He said, have a job now. He went off job. He still asked for a job, see? Uh-huh. And then,
job.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
then we got picked up, see? No, then we were separate. Steve and I separate. Now, anyway, all this time there, that's what just Irving Willard sent me down to see Tom Govan, see, on Chinatown, see? Mm-hmm. On the same street, Los Angeles Street, see? Mm-hmm. On the halfway block, see? Mm-hmm. So next morning, I go back next morning, get out, told him, said, I don't want to work anymore. I'm going, you know, looking for work, see? And, I mean, it's friendly. They don't say nothing. It's okay, and so on and so on, see? And then I went down China, I see Tom coming, and a fellow named Vincent, the one used to be a manager of the place for him, see?
Vincent. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Vincent Knott, that's what it is. Uh-huh. And he happened to work on these pictures. I don't know, some pictures, and I forgot it now. Uh-huh.
How do you spell his last name?
Gubbin, G-U-B-B-I-N-S.
No, Vincent.
No, Vincent. I spell Vin, V-I-N.
V-I-N-C-N.
C-N something, the Knott, N-O-T or something.
Oh,
S.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Vincent Knott. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway. Say he's not back yet. He mm-hmm. went to his back. No, mm-hmm. harsh, you know. So around about after 5 o'clock, Tom came from studio. He came back, and I was staying over there. Vincent not even introduced him. This is Tom Governor over there. Mm-hmm. That's him. Is asked Tom there. See?
Uh-huh.
So I went to him, and I asked, and told him. I said, Mr. Irving Willard mm-hmm. Sent me over to see you, mm-hmm. looking for a job. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I got the notes he gave mm-hmm. to him. He said, oh, well, next thing you know, he haven't eaten yet.
Uh-huh.
Then he come to the office over there, the little office, he started asking me different questions, and I explained to him all that. And then from there, what, you hungry?
Uh-huh.
I said, yeah, we're hungry. He said, okay, we all eat. I want to eat. And then they said, you have no place to stay yet? No. So happened this George Derby. I tell you, he's a funny one. I think he's still living yet. George Derby living in Pasadena somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And George, come over here. He is one of those, you know, one of those. Right? He said, "Where you place? Where you live? In the room over there?" Mm-hmm. I said, "I don't know." I said, "Well, I'll call up and find out." All right, got a room there. So he gave him the money.
Mm-hmm.
See? And to pay for the rent, the
mm-hmm.
room.
Mm-hmm.
And then come and clean up here and there, and you know, before we go eat.
Mm-hmm.
So next day, came back. He said, he's working this. He said, "You come back tomorrow around this time."
Mm-hmm.
He told me. So in the meantime, he gave me some money. Go get yourself some clothes. Clean yourself up. And make yourself look decent.
Did you always wear the same clothes
all this time, see? Whatever it was, wherever we're going to play, you take it out and wash and take a bath, that's it, see? Very little. Like in this Tennessee, we take our clothes off, wash ourselves, and wear it under, under shirt and underpants, jumping and swimming and all that, see? Like taking a bath. See?
Uh-huh. How long were you on the road, America?
Well, let's say this way, I left there around June, between 26, 27, 28, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get until when I see Tom Gubbin, in September.
Uh-huh.
That's when the school's always
three
started.
3 months?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And in September.
Mm-hmm.
The school's always started, see?
Right.
So he gave me the money. He said, "Go get you some new clothes." He said, "Clean yourself up, make it look decent." You know, Hirsch, you know, bawled me out like that.
Uh-huh.
I said, "Okay." I think the first thing I tried to get me was a shirt and get me a pair of trousers.
Uh-huh.
See? And a pair of shoes still pretty good. I didn't get it in hand.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So I got cleaned up. Next morning, I went and buy some going in the evening. Then I see him. I say, "What you do all day?" The first thing he asked me, you know,
uh-huh.
Harsh, I see when he say that. I say, "Well, I went, got up, and I went shopping, got my clothes, cleaned me out, and just walked back here and there and walked around the street. And around this time, I came over here."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "All right, so let's go eat." So we went to eat. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to get down here early.
Mm-hmm.
See, he didn't work then, see. And how early do you want? He said, around 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, it's the place where they open. So I'm going to get down over here. I said, "Okay." I was down there waiting for him to open, see?
Uh-huh.
He didn't open. It's another fellow, his worker, Lou Loy, see? Uh-huh. That Chinese opened the place, see? He opened the door. I got in, then he came in later. And then the first thing he did, he took me down. George Mills, my good friend over here,
mm-hmm.
the one that just retired now,
uh-huh.
go fishing with all that. He's the first Chinese that was introduced to me and we met in Los Angeles.
Oh.
And he said, he wanted George to take me to school.
Mm-hmm.
That's Central Junior High used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Take me to school over there. And, you know, it's all everything arranged. And then that's what he so take me to school. He said, When you go to school now, noontime, you come back home, come back down the store, and then get yourself some money, and go and eat
mm-hmm.
at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
See? Then you come back after school, you help out in the store over here.
Mm-hmm.
See, clean it up a little bit, wait for the customers.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "All right." So I did that for a while, see. And then suddenly he's putting me in the picture, motion picture. The first mm-hmm. picture that I work in is the Hatchet Man.
Uh-huh.
See?
Uh-huh.
With Edward T. Robinson.
Uh-huh.
See? And then from 10 years on, I was in the picture. And my dreams seemed like come true, you see?
Ah.
And I always
he was very nice.
Yeah, he was very nice. Uh-huh. A dream coming true, see? And I want to go into Hollywood and try and get in movie stars. I got in, all
uh-huh.
right.
Uh-huh.
Not the movie star, though.
Uh-huh.
So I began to work the extra here and a little here and there. Every time the picture come on, I get to work. And then, when he told me, come down here, you know, I'm going to go to school. And that, a couple of days later, after, you know, told me and arranged everything for me. And he said, what you doing out of school from the beginning? He said, you should go to school.
So going to school was his idea.
His idea, see. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to go. So, all right. So after school, to come help out, see. Mm-hmm. On weekends, Saturday and Sunday, stayed all day, see. Mm-hmm. Until open, until close, see. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, then he gave me a job as a schoolboy job, see. $20 a week, room and board. Mm-hmm. See, a place to sleep, see. Uh-huh. See, later on, he bought a house and then moved in there, see. Uh-huh. Instead of living there. I just live in this hotel here for about 3-4 months, see. That's all, see.
Where was it?
It's right on the same street, Los Angeles Street. They call Paris Hotel.
Paris.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's a red light district.
So it's like a little book south of the Chinatown.
Yeah, just all the same thing. No, it's right on it. Uh-huh. See, like this. See, this is Los Angeles Street. See? Uh-huh. And this alley is Ferguson Alley. Uh-huh. And this is Orchard Street, see. And Tom Gumman's is over here, see.
Right. Uh-huh.
And right across is a park.
Uh-huh, see? Right, uh-huh.
All right, on next street over, on this side is a hotel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See? It's all right near there.
So
the
next
gas station is right over here.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I see.
There's everything all around there, see. Mm-hmm. Didn't have just a walking distance.
I see. So, you...
So, it gave me $20 a month, mm-hmm. room and board, mm-hmm. and gave me that job for that, and they say it would make agreement. I mean, he make agreement and said, I didn't. He do all the talking. He said, if I go work in the studio, the pictures, see, and if I make more than $20, he wouldn't pay me, see, mm-hmm. deducting them. If I make $10, he pay me $10, make it $20.
I see.
Anything over $20 I make is mine, mm. you see. Mm-hmm. The only thing, if I make $20, he don't have to pay me. In other words, he guaranteed me
$20
a month.
Uh-huh. See? And no more.
No more.
No less.
That's it. That's it. If I made less, he paid the difference. If I don't work that much, he give me $20.
You work more than $20, he got
more.
All.
Yeah, he got all. He don't have to pay me, see.
Uh-huh.
And
but did he get, like, if you make $30, do you
I get
all 30?
All 30, yeah.
Oh, he doesn't,
he doesn't
take out.
No, he doesn't take out anything.
I see.
And that way, he guaranteed me
$20. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is, see.
Yeah. The houseboy was for him or for another family?
No, in the store, working the store.
Oh, that's, yeah. Okay.
Working
the
store,
that's
a job.
Right,
working
okay.
the store, see.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so that's how I get to know George, see. George took me to school, we know, that's how I get to know all these friends.
George,
George Mill.
Mill.
Yeah.
Oh.
See.
Okay.
And that's how I get to know all of them. So all this years later, then... you know, began to know everything, then I'm back in, that in 31 now.
Mm.
Now, back in 34 now, I'm going to come back to the story of it. Back in 34, I think there was New York Fair, I think, 34. 33 was an earthquake over here. See, 34, I was taking the trip back home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Made it pretty good.
Made it pretty good. So, the bus I got on, there's a fellow sit right next to me,
mm-hmm.
see? And we get to San Bernardino, and everybody want to, you know, have coffee or break time, see, a rest. But this fellow don't say nothing. He stayed there, see? Mm-hmm. He say nothing at all. Oh, I think we went down, all store have lunch or something like that. And we all have lunch. He's still there, see, and don't say nothing. He don't even talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
See? But after Boston, I began conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
Getting along pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So for a couple of hours we were there. You know, it's next day now. Okay? We get to now. Then he began to open his mouth and talk and say, you know, I used to know a Filipino boy just like you,
mm-hmm.
the same height, see? And I don't know what dawned on to me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, he was hitchhiking, And I took him to L.A., right there, down into me, see?
Uh-huh.
I said, are you sure a Filipino boy? He said, yeah. Not a Chinese boy? I don't know. They all look alike.
Uh-huh.
He said, then you had a red roaster? He said, yes. You were happy singing all the way. Took this couple fella. He said, how'd you know? I said, that was me. I never met this fella.
Uh-huh.
See? In fact, I don't even know his name yet.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Oh my! What
and
a
then I told him to me, and then began talking. That's right. He agreed. Everything. After I told him, he said, "That's right."
What a coincidence!
So he didn't. Well, he didn't have the money. He was broke.
Oh.
Just enough fare to go back home.
I see.
So from there on, I treated him all the way.
Uh-huh.
I gave him a few dollars and go back home. He gave me the address. Go to New York and see his parents. See him. See? I never did go back.
Oh, he was from New York.
He's from New York, yeah.
So you sort of travel all the way.
Yeah, that's it. But I never saw, I never met him after that, see. I left him, and that was the first time I saw him. That's a coincidence it is.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. See, and he was broke.
Uh-huh. Because of depression
The depression. No, this is 1934 now. It's getting a little better.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
See? So I started making my money already from there. I'm going to picture, man. And then I came back, and my mother was sick, because on account of me, when I went back, she was very, very sick. And I understand the doctor give her 50-50 chance.
Uh-huh.
See? And now, they don't believe in hospital now.
Mm-hmm,
my dad and all that. My grandfather especially, all the chicken Chinese herb. And I found out Dr. Hunter's on the doctor in that little town there.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very nice to our family, you see. So a doctor gave him 50-50 chance to live.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, he said, the doctor told me, he should go to the hospital a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
See? And didn't want to go. Now it's even, not even 50 cents, it's out of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I said, in that case, as I'm the oldest one,
mm-hmm.
I said, I take responsible.
Uh-huh.
I sent her to the hospital,
uh-huh.
The Rochester Hospital.
I see.
Have an operation.
Uh-huh.
And she pulled through.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I think I give him the blood, and then the funniest part of it, and I told him I'd take care of the bill.
Mm-hmm.
He said, every month you sent me a bill to Los Angeles over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I would pay you. So in the money, he sent me two bills.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very small amount.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I know the bill way higher than that.
Uh-huh.
In the hospital for that long, you know, for about a week or so or more.
Uh-huh.
See? After when I come back, she's still staying in the hospital rest.
Uh-huh.
See, I take a vacation, see?
Uh-huh.
And then the bill came in twice when I pay it. Then suddenly stopped.
Uh-huh.
See, no more bill. I just want, and of course, it was stop, I never want to, you know, trace yes, back.
Uh-huh.
I never send more, see, forget it, see.
Uh-huh.
I consider it's all paid out.
Right.
So, but they didn't tell me. After when the hospital came back out,
uh-huh.
She had to go back to the hospital again,
uh-huh.
Operation.
Uh-huh.
Her intestine was twisted.
Uh-huh.
See, they didn't tell me. Then I started putting two and two together.
Uh-huh.
The reason why they didn't pay the rest of the bill because the second operation they made a mistake.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If some other people make them assume for a heck
of
a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
Then the bill is
mm-hmm.
worth.
Mm-hmm.
See, I mean, that's my figuring.
Right,
see?
Right. Uh-huh.
So I never bothered asking, so the bill all paid out. And when I came back and sent me two bills and paid for it.
Uh-huh. Well, of course, now you sort of left without that, your parents now. You were going. So when you got to L.A., did you write to them? Or on the road, did you tell
them?
No,
on the road, I never did write to them.
Uh-huh.
In fact, the first postcard I sent to them is Tom Govan's idea of it. Forced me. He said, you should write to your parents and so on. Tell them where you at and all that.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay.
Well, at that time you got job. And
yeah, I got a job myself, settled down and everything. See?
Uh-huh.
This is about, I always say about a month later before Tom told me to do that. He said, you better go write the job. You know, he's harsh, you see.
Did you ever ask your parents how they felt when you left and between, you know, receiving your first postcard and then?
No, they didn't do too much about things like that because a few times I left home for three days, something like that. And
so
it
wasn't
back,
that
it's
a norm?
To it. It's just normal, see? In other words, what Mama thinks is that I left, she doesn't know where I am, wonder what happened.
Mm-hmm.
See, then suddenly a car came along, and that was it. Because
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
they must worry a little bit, see.
Yes.
I didn't tell them. Got no use to tell them, because the more I tell them, the worse they get. Right?
Until
I'm settled down.
Uh-huh, uh-huh,
see, getting everything straightened out before I sent to them. See? I was going to write down everything, but he beat me to it, ball me up. Tell me to set the card over and tell your parents where you're at.
Right, right.
So I did.
Uh-huh.